The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there, Vols fans. Welcome to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. This week, the Vols have a win over UTSA. We'll talk about if we should be worried with how that game went on. SEC now has 7 in the top 25. Saturday's game back at Neyland. Tale of three quarterbacks, even though there was only 2 that played. We'll talk about that. We'll look ahead to the Gamecocks and maybe a little tidbit on Florida. Were they who we think? Are they who we think they were? There we go. Something like that. You got Bird. You got the Duke. You got Tennessee Fan Talk. Get in here with us. Thank you, podcast listeners, for tuning in to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk. Remember, wherever you are, we are at TN Fan Talk. Get in with us. Make some comments. Let us know if you want to get on a show. We love having guests.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Tennessee Fan Talk.
Of course, you got the Duke. You got Bird. You want to go rounds with the Duke? You can find him at, I can't not call it Twitter.
It is Twitter. At the end of the day, it's Twitter.
You get him on Twitter at.
It's still called the Parks Belk in my life. It ain't called the Belk anymore. It's still the Parks Belk.
Vols, they have a win over the Roadrunners.
Call us Wile E. Coyote.
Should we worry?
No.
If you watch the first 5 seconds of the game, you're like, oh, wow, look at that. Pulled it back, let it go, 81 yards, down the field, go, Milton, go. Had that been SEC corners and SEC safeties,
it would have been a 25-yard game.
Would have been a 25-yard run. So when people are going, hey, Milton, he's back. This is the Milton win. No, this was not against SEC play. It wouldn't have been an 81-yard run. He's not that fast.
No, he's not. For his size, he's pretty fast.
For his size, he is fast. But still, like you've been saying, he's a great tight end.
He probably can't catch.
Someone needs to try that.
Something.
Let's test this out. Speaking of being able to run, I'm RB1 Samson.
Has to be.
That dude, he looked.
I mean, Jamari Small has been around, so he's got the respect of the fan base. But yeah. Samson's the guy, I think.
Samson's, he's trying for that top spot. He wants time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Heupel's like, you know what? I kind of forgot about that guy. Oh, looky here.
Look past the score is what you have to do as Tennessee fans. Of course, we had 21 first downs, which is about average for us, 303 mm-hmm. yards of rushing, which is fantastic, 209 yards of passing. Overall, in the passing, 18 for 33. Now, that is where we kind of dive down into that subject of three quarterbacks, too physical being there, because we'll roll this in together. After Milton sprang up from his shot to his leg, and they twisted him up pretty good, and he had a brace on, you know, of course, after that happened. But he was a completely different guy. Duke, he goes 0 for 8 after that roll-up.
Little gun shy.
And started overthrowing the deep ball, 7-8 yards. You know, he had a couple early ones where he outthrew Squirrel wide, and I don't know if maybe he just wasn't paying attention to who the target was. Maybe he thought it was Ramel Keaton, who is faster
than Squirrel White. He's faster than Squirrel White. I don't think.
Maybe it's just the height.
Maybe so.
And, you know, and Keaton will dive out for it.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'd say Squirrel White will too. He's just a little short.
he's just a little shorter.
He's in your neck of the woods.
You know. we love striping them cookies in the evening.
I don't get it.
Aunt Keebler in our trees.
Oh, fudge stripes. I got you.
Yeah. It ain't funny if I gotta explain it.
It's pretty. I mean, it is to me. Striping you cookies. You could have said like you know, trying to take over the world with Despicable Me, a bunch of minions.
Another thing that I do not like, and I've said it over the past couple games, third down conversions. 6 of 15. If you cannot convert third down.
Against USTA or UTSA, whatever.
UTSA. What are you going to do against South Carolina?
Convert second downs? I don't know.
We did not go for four. Fourth down conversion, we were 0 for 0. Red zone scoring chances, 4 for 4. You got to like that.
Always.
Got to like closing it up when inside the red zone. On to Milton. 18 for 31. 18 for 31, you're just a hair over 50%.
Mm.
2 touchdowns. His longest, 48 yards. A man that can flick the ball 90 yards, his longest was 48. The problem is he flicks it and doesn't put it up in the air enough. He had a couple where it was wide open. He just did not put enough air under it. Too
short of them.
Yeah.
Skipped it.
I mean, it was out there. It was, God dog, it was out there. Just not catchable.
I mean, I think we might have the same problem that a lot of schools in the SEC have this year.
I agree.
That's just an identity problem with quarterback. There's just no star quarterback. There's really never that much of a – I mean, you can debate that Spencer Rattler's the best quarterback in the SEC right now. And who would have thought that you'd ever say that? That's, I mean, it's something
you could bring 2 years ago, I would have said, man, you couldn't make it at Oklahoma. How are you going to make it here?
I mean, you could argue – that he's the best quarterback in the SEC right now.
I cannot disagree. And who do you put in second? LSU?
Maybe. He's not that impressive, though. Daniels?
Is he not?
He's got some Milton in him. He shows flashes of brilliance, and then he stinks.
Yeah, and you know, Alabama normally has no problem at quarterback. Good. I mean, my man Milrow.
I mean, I saw on College Game Day that Pat McAfee said he talked to Nick Saban, and the reason they benched him was to try to light a fire under his hind end, and I guess it didn't work.
They lit a fire right into a couple sacks, and
that might not be on him. Maybe he's holding the ball too long. I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking at when it comes to that.
Mm.
But it is strange that Cooper Mays hasn't played yet. Do you think he's just sitting back waiting to go to the NFL, or?
I'm thinking he wasn't quite ready for Florida.
And didn't want to look bad.
Why put him in this game and stir up an injury?
I mean, get him some game time. I mean, he hadn't played none yet. Get him some reps.
6 year senior, shouldn't need him. He's a veteran on the team. Kind of like Joe Milton. He's the veteran on the team. Why does he look like a second year?
Well, Cooper Mays?
No, Milton.
Oh, well, Milton, we just know that Milton's, he's got, I think he's got some stuff, like he's, don't take this the wrong way, because I don't like talking bad about anybody, but I think he's a mental midget.
As the Nelly and Tim McGraw song, All in Your Head.
Yeah, I think he's got some.
He's got a God-given ability, but he's his head.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's in his head. He's athletic as all get out.
And Tennessee Twitter does not have. If he is looking at social media, he needs to stop.
That makes me so mad. Tennessee, some of the Tennessee fans on Twitter, like, I never tweet anything bad about him. No, I don't tweet.
I'm not going to tear him up. I'm gonna say.
Like, we have these idiots today. I don't even follow these people, and I see him tweeting. Some guy's like, we have to wear the All Blacks against South Carolina. Fine. That's a good opinion. Whatever. And then some Tennessee fan, like, we have anything to do with it, comes and says, I don't care what they wear. We just got to make sure that we win. I'm like, there's no we. We. You got a mouse in your pocket? You know what I'm saying? There's no we.
What's your jersey number?
Yeah. That just, it's just like the fans have.
Let me see your field pass credential.
Loss. I'm sure, yeah, it makes some differences. They're on defense and blah, 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 blah. But our fan base, buddy, I'm proud to be a Tennessee fan, but some people are just a little, get a life. We just got to make sure we win. You have absolutely nothing to do with the Tennessee football program, unless you're a booster and you pay for tickets, and you still don't have anything to do with the team.
I love, speaking of Twitter, and then they, you know, saying, hey, the rich fans didn't fill up their spots again.
I saw that, and then I saw guys, people also fussing about
the first 19 on the field between 20 and 20. Okay, there's a lot of corporate seating in there, and it's very hard to get a customer to go to a UTSA game
or show up on time. They want to stay in the tailgate, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Liquor's a lot cheaper out there.
If you had to pick Tennessee's best receiver, who do you think it is? And listeners, feel free to chime in.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I mean, if you go by numbers, you have to go by Keaton, right?
Do you know how many receptions Keaton had?
Oh, he only had one. You have to go. Squirrel one. White's my favorite.
One.
Squirrel White's my favorite.
And Squirrel had four, yep. You know, Brew with three. But the bad thing about it is these. You know where these were?
Bubble screens.
Come on here. Camera's blurring up.
we're not recording video.
We're not recording video, so it don't matter.
I turned the light on, so it don't matter. Brew McCoy is probably
everything.
Our best, if we're being honest. But he's just not a deep threat guy.
He's
your hands guy that's going to hold
man,
on to the ball.
Yeah, he's going to hold on, and I feel very sorry for the first person that approaches him when he has
the
ball.
I think he's a Tennessee guy.
Oh, I would think, yeah.
Even though he transferred from USC, I think he's a Tennessee guy. Like, there's people that's played here plenty of times. I think Joe Milton's a Tennessee guy.
I think so, too. I mean, where? What else is he going to do?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying there's been plenty of people that's came to play for the University of Tennessee that not a Tennessee guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't, you know, doesn't give your all, the give your all cliche kind of thing. But I think, like, Joe Milton wishes he played better, not just for himself, but for the school.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys come in and want to play for themselves. I think Joe Milton wants to play for the school.
I can see that. I can definitely see
Hendon Hooker did.
Mm-hmm. It's really weird that Tennessee had a empty third quarter. We'll finish up, and then we'll take a little break. Third quarter. Big goose egg. You know, and that's when he got hurt. He took his hit in the third, I do believe.
I mean, like I said, it's not breaking news, but I didn't watch any of the football game, like any of it. Not a single. I've watched some highlights on YouTube. So I don't know what. I mean, in my mind, it's just Tennessee doing Tennessee things. Like, we're back to, like I said, business as usual for the past 20 years. Mm. I mean,
Normally, so you're saying three people.
It would have been 31 to 14.
Three people made that big of a difference. And we'll say four because Cooper Mays being at me, that hurts the line. There wasn't as many false start penalties this week as the previous. But
playing at home.
Did three people make that big of a difference from year over year? Something to think about. When we get back, we're going to look ahead to the Gamecocks. Nothing really to talk around the SEC. Everything kind of as expected. You know, Vandy losing.
Oh, wait.
Auburn losing.
You picked Auburn.
I did pick Auburn.
I think you picked Ole Miss, too.
I did pick Ole Miss. Only out of spite. And he gave them.
I mean, that's why I picked Memphis and Vanderbilt.
he gave them a hell of a fight.
Who? Ole Piss?
Ole Piss. And their defense did good. I mean, there was just some deep shots that they couldn't handle. Florida, man, only putting up 22 on Charlotte. We definitely have
Kentucky
to talk.
Kentucky might kill them.
You, next week? Is that next week's game?
Yeah, I hope neither one of them win. But...
We're going to talk about week five. Is that week five? Week five. Week five.
Sure enough is. It's flying by. Time flies by.
Already. Just going by.
And now we're getting into the meat. The meat.
Only seven.
Starting last week has five straight home games. So now it's down to four straight home games.
Mm. Week five, only seven games. Seven teams in the top 25 this week. A couple people bouncing out, including Colorado. Good Lord, did Bo Nix look good against them.
I mean, if you make Bo Nix look good,
then what in the world is going on? We will get into next week, and we'll talk about if the Gators are who we thought they were. Coming back. Hey, Vols fans, let's be honest. Do you really trust where the meat comes from at your local grocery store? With all the fillers and preservatives out there and their unknown long-term issues, why not take a little stress off of your grocery list? More and more people are going back to the farmers for their local eggs, vegetables, fruits, honey. Teague Premium Beef offers a local solution to a nationwide problem. Simply visit bellbucklebeef.com to select your cuts and choose the processor nearest you. Teague Premium Beef will deliver grass-fed, grain-finished beef to that processor. Why take chances on the unknown? Choose local. Choose Teague Premium Beef. Balls fans, welcome back from that little commercial break. We're starting off week five. We have the Florida and Kentucky game, ESPN 12 Eastern. Kentucky for the win?
Home at the Kroger in the meat department. You just don't know. I mean, Sunbelt Billy could pull it out. I don't know. I don't want to pick. I guess you'll have to pick Kentucky 24-21. I don't know. Georgia. Oh, that's hate week. And that's a big game for – that's a
– So you have you have Kentucky what score?
Yep. 24-21.
After seeing what Florida could not do – I mean, that should have been a blowout game, granted. And we have personally seen it this year against Austin Peay. Or as some new Vols podcasts like to say, Austin PA. Because
Pittsburgh's in PA.
They must not be from Tennessee. I'm not going to throw any more salt at them. I just had to.
Hey, they might be from East Tennessee in the mountains. There's a lot of people up there.
They might be. I do love other people's podcasts, and we'll help promote anyone and reciprocate with
them. Throwing shade, and we got 12 listeners, Bird. Come on.
I love how you go down on those numbers each time you say that.
Well, it's because it's called self-deprecating
humor. Yep. I'm also going to go with Kentucky 35-28.
Okay.
Next game.
Then everything else is chalk, by the way. That's the only game that's
neutral,
not chalk.
Neutral venue. You know what this one is. A&M, Arkansas. Is that the Jerry Jones Classic?
But it's chalk. It's chalk. The rest of the games are chalk. A&M, Georgia, Missouri, LSU.
You're going A&M?
Yeah, for sure. Alabama.
Give me the score on A&M.
Arkansas is a strange football team. Like when I did watch a little bit of the end of that game against LSU. I thought, and they talked about it in the booth. I guess it was Kurt Herbstreit. I don't remember who it was. They should have let them score because they had no timeouts left. So like they were just like LSU was just sitting there. They should have let them score and at least had a chance. They could have got a minute left on the clock and had a chance to go down the field instead of this lose by a field goal crap against the newsflash. Didn't even know there was a trophy for that game. Did you know that? Battle of the Boot. Didn't even know there was a trophy.
Had no clue.
Newsflash. Me neither. A&M beats Arkansas 35-14.
I did 35-24. Yep. Give me that Georgia. Georgia, Auburn, CBS, game of the week, 3:30 Eastern.
They call it Hate Week. That's like the original Hate Week.
Original Hate Week. Well, they're my Auburn buddies are going to hate this. 42-14 Georgia.
I don't know if they score that many. I mean, it is at Auburn. It's called the oldest rivalry in the South, I think is what it's called. Or good old-fashioned hate. I can't remember what it's called. This can't be too big. I mean, you know, the Battle of the Plains, whatever. Georgia wins 45-10.
Did you just tell me that it's not going to be that bad, and then you went higher than me and lower than me?
Hey, just keeping you on your toes.
Oh,
I'm also an idiot, so.
Snooze Fest of the Week is the next one for Eastern Missouri, Vanderbilt.
The Snooze Fest of the Week.
Can Vanderbilt knock off Mizzou? Because Mizzou barely won this past week against the Tigers. They won by the thicker kicker field goal the week
prior.
That
dude can bang, by the way. He banged that ball.
Does Vandy have a chance to beat him?
No.
You're going Mizzou.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I will say that the Vanderbilt quarterback, Mr. Swan, has more yardage up to this point than Cook. He's got about 2,000 more yards on the season, or 200 more yards on the season.
28-21, Miz.
Hmm.
Tell me you're going 21-10.
I was going to say 21-17, Miz.
LSU, Old Miss, does Kiffin come out pissed about last week and take it off on LSU, or does LSU, it is 6 o'clock Eastern, ESPN. It's going to be
spin zone. Did Ole Miss throw that game last week so he could be the next head coach of the Alabama?
Spin zone. Make it look really good defensively. And
Where's my aluminum foil at?
LSU, I'm going with LSU.
I don't
think
LSU's that good.
I'm going LSU.
Everybody's riding their dick. I don't think they're that good. Sorry, kids.
35-28 LSU.
And I hate Brian Kelly. That guy just looks like a D-bag. Do you not think so?
Hi there, boys and girls.
Anybody that fakes their accent to try to just fit in. Buddy, I can't stand that feller. But I think LSU wins, too. I think they win 28-21. But I don't think LSU's overrated for sure.
Alabama, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, quite possibly.
9 Eastern ESPN.
They quite possibly might be the worst team in the SEC this year, Mississippi State. Now, you got to feel bad for them. Their coach did croak last year, so.
So, I'm going definitely Alabama. But mm-hmm. Do they put on a show to make an effort to climb in the poll?
No, I think they already know that the only opportunity they have is to win the West, so I don't think the showboat matters anymore. There's no way to get ahead of Georgia no matter what. There's no way to ahead of get these teams that's not going to lose anything, so it doesn't matter. I think it proves the fact that the nation as a whole, when it comes to college football, is pretty equal, that there's no huge – like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to say, oh, they played in the SEC. Well, no, the SEC probably stinks this year by the way it looks. The ACC might be better. Arguably. Anyway, I don't think it's a showboat, but I think Mississippi State stinks. Like, stinks, like, scores 10 this ball game.
I got them a little bit more than that, just because of quarterback problems.
28-10.
You think it's going to be that low scoring of a game?
I sure do. I mean, what did they – I mean, did you not see what they put up against Ole Miss?
Yeah, but Ole Miss got after Milroe so much. 45-21, Alabama.
Okay.
And now for the last one.
This is the... I don't know what the chalk is on that one. Because
generally...
A 13-point spread is not... It's money on the table.
Generally, while you're going through explaining your pick, I'm making mine. You know, looking through the schedule.
You're going to pick Tennessee. You're a homer.
And...
You're 10 times worse homer than I am.
I'm actually not.
You gonna pick South Carolina? You're doing it. You're going. Are you like doing the reverse psyche?
No,
like I do?
No. In our sample size,
I think we stink.
In our sample size, Roadrunners, Gators, P. Who the hell was the first one?
UVA.
UVA.
The only game that we looked halfway decent, and I watched none of it, was the Roadrunners.
Four games. I have yet to see three sides of the ball dominant play. I mean, even when – let's roll that back. And you say, well, where has special teams really looked bad? This past week, you had a partially blocked punt. You're going to have amazing field position. And you go up and try to jump on it, and you lose it. And they pick it up. Like, it's rolling, and he goes and dives on it and loses it. Gives the ball
maybe
right back.
Maybe he has to because we touched it.
No.
I don't know the rules.
No.
I don't know the rules.
There's
the rules.
No one around.
Oh. Just pick the ball is what you're saying.
You leave it the hell alone.
Oh, okay.
They were going to have it on, like, the 42.
Well, Tennessee going to Tennessee, buddy.
It just...
Tennessee's going to Tennessee. You know what I think I've picked up is that Heupel's offense is very quarterback related, like to run it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have a pretty high football IQ. I'm talking words that I don't know anything about.
You have to be a smart quarterback.
And I think, like, no disrespect.
Milton has God-given abilities.
He ain't got it.
He might not have the head for it.
And I think Lama Maliva.
He might not have the head for it.
I think he stinks. There has to be something behind closed doors that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He might be another JG. Mark it down.
Oh, five-star bust. Champion of life. 7:30 Eastern, SEC Network. I cannot believe this is on the SEC Network. Maybe they know it's going to be
SEC
a stinker.
Because South Carolina is a sneaky good
mm-hmm.
College football area.
Mm-hmm. They're talking about checkering Neyland on this one. Just because they need it to be extremely difficult for them.
Do they checker in black and orange?
Now, if
orange and white.
I saw that as well. Now, if fans contribute and if Aaron Beasley and company get in there and really upset and make them look really bad and put Rattler in the dirt, Tennessee has a chance to win.
Making boots. Turn Rattler into boots. See what I did there? Ba-dum-tsh.
Opens up 13-point spread.
That's crazy. I would bang it South Carolina right now, but I don't do that. But I would bang it South Carolina right now. I would take Carolina in the points for sure. If we win, it's going to be close. I don't think we win. I think this is the straw that breaks the camel's back. And this is I guess this is really the turning point of the year for us. This is where we figure out who we are.
35-31, balls.
I will say, before I pick my score, because I never know what score I'm going to pick until I say it.
When I hyped up myself against defense, it gave it back to me.
Normally, the South Carolina
game. And you're going to see, Aussie.
All right, Lee Corso with your yellow pencil.
Aussie, you're going to see the Aussie punter have one that comes off and they can't field it right. Muff punt, pick up, score. Tennessee.
Okay. What I have noticed in the past, however long we played South Carolina, most of the time the team that wins, I feel like, from my experience, it's a blowout. Whoever it is. Last year, example, I remember when we came out in the black jersey the first time with Lane Kiffin in South Carolina, we blew the 33-10 or whatever. I bring it up all the time. So I think whoever wins, it will be a blowout. I don't know if I want to pick a score. Because I don't want to get my hopes up one way or the other. Because something deep down inside of me says Tennessee's going to win, and that normally never happens. But it could be like a 42-14 just blowout. I hate Shane Beamer. I hate that guy. You want to talk about Butch Jones 2.0, D-bag. Just have him a throne full of mayonnaise jars over on the side.
Does he have a fake punt in this game?
He probably has a fake field goal in this game. I'd say fake punt chances, lines 1.5. You take the over or the under?
No, he's only going to do it once.
I think you take the over. Obviously, it depends on situational here.
Yeah.
First time, they're going to do it just for fun to try to humiliate you. And then the second time, they might be down close to, you know what I'm saying?
Onside kicks, it going to happen? I mean, if they're down 42-14, there's going to be
that's another game. That's another 1.5 line over. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Oof.
I'm just going to stay neutral. Something says Tennessee's going, but I'm not picking a score. There you go.
You kind of already said that you could, so that's what I wrote down.
Well.
Done wrote it down.
I will probably be watching this game at the bar this weekend. I might try to sneak to watch it downtown. Maybe. I think my mom and dad's coming into town, so I don't know.
Might sneak.
Might take them to Jay's in Mount Juliet.
And if you're riding with them, you could throw up in the back of the car.
I've done that before. don't tempt me with a good time.
There may be a Yeti cup with
vomit in it.
Refilled.
That's what happens when you go to a Rubik's Groove concert and the stuff you're drinking comes out of a can. You think it's 4% alcohol and you look at it and it's 12 and you drink 8 of them. Sneaky puckers.
Mom, I don't think I feel good.
Oh no, there was no warning. But I was trying, apparently I did a really good job. I got an update. I spilt the puke out of my cup, Holly.
There we go. That's always good. Listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in. Another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. Comment on this episode wherever you are at social media-wise. We are at TN Fan Talk.
Don't play with your Gamecocks. If you shake your Gamecocks more than twice, you're playing with it.
Go Vols. Big Orange.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.